Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We invite you to two passages, one passage of scripture, just two verses. Just two verses. And it's easy to find. If you go to the New Testament, don't stop at the first book. Don't stop at the second book. I want you to go past the third book and stop at the fourth book. And it's called the Book of John. I say that because it's just that simple. God is just that simple. And drop down to verse 4. And we will read verses 4 and 5. If we were all together, I would have us read it together, but that does not work on this. So I will read it and you follow along or read where you are. John 1, verses 4 and 5. I'll read the King James Version, then I will read another version. It says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." And then in the New Living Translation, it says, "The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it." The darkness can never extinguish it. I'll just say that to yourself. The darkness can never extinguish it.
Hallelujah.
It means you can't put it out.
My God.
Can't put it out. And today, just simple. Standing on the Word. Standing on the Word.
Yes.
Today, so many people are taking stands on so many different things.
Yes.
Based on so many different things. Today, if you watch any news, you can't get a straight answer. Is COVID real? Is COVID not real? Is there a cure? Is there not a cure? Will it be 2 months for a vaccine? Will it be 6 months to a year for a vaccine? Do I have to wear a mask? Don't I have to wear a mask? You know the story. You hear about it. Is it okay to go out? Is it not okay to go out? And everybody is standing on what they know. I'm here in Iowa, unlike in Illinois, and there is not a mask order in Iowa. And the governor has declared, I don't care what is happening in the schools or what is happening in different communities. It does not require a state-led mask order. And everywhere she goes, she does not wear a mask. I'm committed to follow what the president says, and we don't need masks. And yet, when you walk down the streets, and I've been in a few different cities, you can tell where you are. Some are wearing them because they know that's what they need to do, and others are boldly not. So there's nothing that we're standing on that tells us what's right or what's wrong from a worldly perspective. But we, as the body of Christ, believers in Jesus the Christ, we stand on the Word.
Amen.
I don't depend on the doctor to heal me. I don't depend on the doctor to tell me everything. They tell me what they know. And I go to Jesus and say, Lord, what do I do?
Yes, yes.
But you can't get a straight answer. But with the Word, it's always a straight answer.
Amen.
But the Word is the answer. And we're going to see that in this Word today. And I needed to make something plain. So I want us to understand what the Word John means. Who was this John? John had a name that was very important. John, it means in the Greek, is kataloanen. That means according to John. But then when you look at the Hebrew, loanen means loanis, which is Johanan in Hebrew, and it means Yahweh has been gracious. Oh yes. My God. Oh my God. Lord, so when we look beyond just the name John, in the Hebrew it says Yahweh has been gracious.
Yes. Yes.
Or if you allow me, I was having a dad flashback moment. I'm coming up on that 1 year anniversary, and a hat that I used to wear, that my dad used to wear, says, God has been good to me.
Yes.
Yahweh has been gracious. So when I look at the book of John, and we look at how the book of John is written, unlike the other gospels, John writes about the deity of Christ, the power of Christ, the awesomeness of Christ, the responsibilities and purpose of Christ. The others records the events of Christ and how things occurred. But John took it a step further. Here's God's purpose. And the reason we're looking at this today is because God's purpose is so powerful and yet so simple.
My God.
He wants to be gracious to you.
Yes.
God wants to be good to you. Somebody yes. just shout amen. I know amen. Your microphones are muted, but wave your hand, throw up, and say, God wants to be good to me.
Yes, God wants amen. Good to me.
God. That's somebody's deliverance right there. You just got delivered because the devil been telling you God don't care. You know, he ain't going to do that. The same things keep happening, but that is a lie. God has been yes. good to you. He still wants to be good to you, and God will be good to you.
Amen. Amen.
Yahweh, the Most High God, not some little G God, the big G God, the only Yahweh, the Most High God, the yes. Elohim God. Yes. Has been gracious.
Yes.
So today we look at this thing standing on the word, and it's in the scripture. Some of you, it ain't going to be that new. Others, it's going to be a light in the revelation, but it's a reminder to us. It's an exhortation to us. It's a marching orders to us that we got to yes. stand on the word. Well, why? Yes. Why do we stand on the word? Why do we have to stand? Well, number one, the word is life and the light. Oh, it's right there in the fourth verse, right? It says what? What? It says, in him was life, and the yes. life was what? The light of men. And when we talk about life, we're talking about what? That it's over everything. If I sent you to the book of Ecclesiastes and the eighth chapter, it talks about how things happen, good and bad things to good people and bad people. That's a part of life. But God is over life. God is over all things. He's greater than losing a job. He's greater than getting a job. God is over all things. He's greater than no degree. He's greater than with degree. He's greater with no medical issues. He's greater than if you've been healed from medicine. God is over all things.
My God. Thank you.
Life rests in Jesus the Christ. And I'm going to call his name. It's Jesus the Christ. Life rests in Jesus. That's right there.
Yes.
You don't have to stop right there. You know what the scripture says. If you go to John 3 and 14 through 20, we'll see what God says there. He says, look. He says, as Moses, and Jesus was talking to them, he was explaining some things. He said, what? As Moses lifted up the serpent, what? In the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up. He said, what? This is what's got to happen. I got to be lifted up. That's so whosoever yes. believeth him, what? Shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, wait a minute. If I, Jesus, be lifted up, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. Why? Because I am the Word is life. And so then we know yes. we quote John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And I love that verse, that whosoever believeth in him, what, should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Why? Because the Word, Jesus the Christ, is life. His deity, what? So for God sent not his son into the world, what? To condemn the world, but that the world through him, what? Might be saved. That's what he said he was supposed to. But then there are some other things that keep going on. Verse 18 said, he that believeth on him is not condemned. What? But he that believeth not is condemned already. Because what? Yes. He has not believed in the name of the only begotten son. So there's some truth. If you want life, you want this everlasting life, you got to believe in Jesus Christ, who is life, because he is the word. There is no other excuse. There is no other way. The songwriter said long ago, there is no way. There is no way. I'm not living without you. There is no way I would live without you. I gotta have Jesus. I must have Jesus. Life is in the word, and we gotta do what? Stand on the word.
Yes.
Verse 19 and 20 says, look, wait a minute. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men, we see it every day. This is the warning. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Somebody out there, you like the darkness because you know the evil. I'm not talking about our past. We learned that Joseph didn't talk about the past earlier. I ain't talking about the dark corner of the dance room where you wanted to get your talk on. I'm not talking about the darkness when you were doing your thing before you came into the marvelous light. But when you reject Jesus Christ, we need to tell them that they are choosing to live in the darkness.
Yes.
Amen.
Says why? Verse 20 says, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds shall be reproved. Now let me explain something here. I just got to drop this in right here. When we do bad things, and evil leads us to do some bad things, that is not part of the light. We are being led by an evil spirit. We've been tempted and we yielded to the temptation. It does not mean that you are not saved, but there are spirits involved here. And there are evil spirits, and then there's the good spirit of Jesus. And when you follow the evil spirit, whatever you do in that spirit, you are leading towards darkness.
My God.
So if somebody sees you and you're doing that darkness, if they don't know the light, they are being led toward darkness.
My God.
Not that you necessarily believe in darkness, but if you're following the spirit that's evil and going down that path, you are going and leading somebody in that direction.
Mercy, Lord. Mercy. So
unless you know that they've been born again, which still is no excuse, we have to be careful, because our responsibility is to stand on the word and lead people to the light.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why Jesus came as what? To lead us to the light. You don't have to just stop here. If you go to First Peter, in the first chapter, he tells us something else. He says, look, verses 17 through 19. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons, what? Judgeth according to every man's work, past the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know what, that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, those things of darkness from your vain conversation received by tradition for you, but with the what? Precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish, without spot or wrinkle. Guess what? You were redeemed by the light. You were redeemed by the blood of the word. The word has redeemed you. So you don't stand on no ceremony. You don't stand on the name of a church. You don't stand on a person of the church. You
stand on
the word who shed his blood. What?
Yes.
For you. For God Hallelujah. So loved the world that he did what? Gave his only begotten son, that whosoever what? Believeth on him, whosoever would say, I will stand on him, whosoever would say, I will follow him, whosoever would say that I will let him lead my life, you can stand on him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I come to tell you, I know better now than I knew before. I always knew it, but I have lived through some things
God.
This week.
Yes,
but
God.
When the word said, I'll let you still stand. Even when you should have fallen God. And tumbled, ended up in a hospital, I'll let you still stand. Because if you stand
Hallelujah.
On the word, it will be
Hallelujah.
The light that my confidence in you will shine. Somebody said,
oh God.
You okay?
Oh God.
I said, I'm doing awesome. I'm just great. I told my wife, yeah, I'm good. I told my boss, you okay? You said, I'm doing fine. I'm going to finish my day.
My God. My God.
And there are others that are being bit by dogs and having car accidents and all kind of stuff. But in the name of Jesus, they said, you've known all over because you fell through some steps. I say, yeah, but make sure you tell them I was standing on solid ground.
Hallelujah. Amen. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody ought to get this. It gets even better. Because see, we're in the midst of this crazy world right now. We're in the midst of this crazy world right now where everything's an argument and everything's a fuss and a fight. But I got news for you. If you're standing on the word, you ain't got a fuss and fight. You just declare, go to Acts 26. And let me tell you, if you stand on the word, darkness has got to go. If you stand on the word, darkness has no success. If you stand on the word, those in the world will be converted or they will be driven away. Ask Paul.
My God, my God.
Ask him what he said to King Agrippa. Ask him in Acts 26 when he had to go and give his defense. He said, look, I know what I'm talking about because I met the light. I met the word on the Damascus road, y'all. He said, look, this light shined around me and knocked me to the ground. This light was so powerful, it just made me bow down. I couldn't stand. The light will do that to you. The light will take over everything around you that all you can see is the light.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Paul said, look here. Paul said, you need to go read it, verses 18 to 28. And he said, look, he said what? To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they what? They may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith in me. He said, that's what Jesus came to do. And that's what you need to tell somebody. Look, you ain't got to worry about the light switch in your house. Look, you ain't got to worry about no headlights. Look, you ain't got to worry about the brake lights. Look, the lights in your life are Jesus Christ. You don't have to worry about what happened in your past. Because what? Because the word is life, and the word is the light, and you accepted the word, so now the light is in you through the Spirit of God. Guess what? Hallelujah. Now you can stand, and guess what? God's going to do the rest.
Yes.
Paul was so convincing. Paul was so excited. Paul was so committed that when he spoke, people had to listen.
Yes.
He said, whereas, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but what showed first unto them of Damascus and Jerusalem and through all the coast of Judea, then to the Gentiles, that they what? They should repent and turn to God. One of the reasons what's going on today, we're not asking people to repent. We're not showing them that they need to repent. We're just doing what they're doing.
Mercy, Lord.
There's a miracle in this room. And it's here for us.
Yes.
But we put a cover on it.
Mercy, Lord.
There's a miracle in this room. And it's there for you. But you turn off the switch.
Mercy, God. Mercy.
There's a miracle in this place. And God wants to show up. But you're like, well, it don't seem like that's right. But God came for a purpose.
Yes.
And when Paul spoke, he said, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophet? He said, I'm going to ask you now, King Agrippa. You heard, do you believe? King Agrippa had to say, wait a minute. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Mm. They get to make the choice whether to turn on the light or to leave it off. King Agrippa decided, almost, Paul, it was convincing. But the only reason it was almost convincing, because Paul showed the light.
My God.
We have to show the light. The word is life and the light.
Yes.
Eternal life and the light to live this life.
Yes.
Here, let me give you this illustration. Sometimes technology is not good for us. Sometimes technology leaves a negative effect. And I'm going to go back to a technology that came out several years ago, and I mean many, many, many years ago. I was a kid, and I can remember when they showed how it worked and we first got it, I would just sit there and work with this technology because it was amazing to me. But what I didn't realize is that the technology was going to lead me down a rabbit hole that I really didn't need to go. Years ago, how many remember the three-way light bulb? The three-way light bulb, it had three settings, dim, medium, and bright. Okay, when I was a kid and my mom got one and the lamp was in the living room, and when I called myself gonna talk to somebody, I could go in there and be on the phone for my 5 minutes because that's all we got, okay? And I like the three-way light because the light we used to have was real bright. So when you went in there to talk and you turn on the light because you couldn't talk in the dark, no, mom didn't have to have some light in the house. You turn on, it was real bright. But we got the three-way light. I would go in there and just turn it, and I would turn it to dim so I could set the mood. Y'all stay with me now. I'm going somewhere with this.
My Lord.
And then when mama would come in the room, I would turn it up to bright. And every now and then I'd have it on medium so she wouldn't even come look. Well, here's what's happened to us as the light, Christians. We've adopted that technology. And we put gauges on our light.
My God.
We turn it down. We'll turn it to medium. But we don't want to turn it all the way up. Because if we turn it all the way up, then we'll be seen. And guess what? We got to take a stand. Too often, the world says, okay, don't let your light shine all the way. Because if you do, then you're responsible for that. And then we use all the excuses. I don't know enough. I ain't studied enough. You know, that's not my mission. That's not my ministry. That's not my purpose. God will send somebody else. So what's happened in the world is the world sees a whole lot of lukewarm lights.
Mercy, Lord.
If you go to Revelation, the Lord said, I'd rather you be hot or cold, but I don't want you to be lukewarm.
Yes.
We got to turn the light on and not douse the light.
Yes.
So the three-way light has affected Christianity in so many ways. Now, nobody's intentionally said, well, I'm putting my light on low. But you think it. Because we won't be bold in the word.
Mercy, Lord.
We adopt to the things of the world. And it douses. No, it can't put your light out, but it dims your light. And so what happens is because the word is life and the light, we have to let it shine so that others might see it. And as they see it, they will come running to it.
My God.
Oh, you know how that works. When they're going through, who do they run to? They run to you. Why? Because you have an aura about you that brings peace.
My God.
You have an aura about you that brings joy. You have an anointing on you that gives jobs. You have an anointing on you that gives deliverance. You have an anointing on you, which is the word, which is the life and the light that draws them to you to the world. Because they know if I come to you, everything's going to be all right.
My God.
They come to you and say, pray for me. Why? Because they see the light that's in you, and the light that's in you points to the life, and the life what points to the word, and they know that.
My God.
So we have to let it shine. So stand on the word, standing on the word. There's just so many other illustrations. And then we got to understand that the word is who? Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word what? Was God. Was That's God. Those preceding yes. verses. The word will what? Never be defeated. It's right My there God. In John. It's in the fifth verse of John. You see it right there. If my Bible falls all apart, I'm okay with that. They said, and the light shineth in darkness. The light shineth in darkness. And darkness what? Comprehended it not. Darkness cannot put it out. Sin My cannot God. Put it out. Sin cannot defeat it. I don't care where you've been, to the depths of hell and back. I don't care what you've done in your life. Once you know the word, and the word is in you, that's light. The life is in you, and the light is in you. You can never
yes,
be
God.
Defeated. Somebody
My
get
God.
Delivered right there.
My God.
You still
My
doubt
God.
That you will never be defeated. You still doubt that
My
you can
God.
Get through all these things. You doubt you can get through work. You doubt you can yeah. get through relationships. You doubt you can get through health. You doubt that you can get through
My
your
God.
Faith. You doubt that the word said that you are more than a conqueror. You doubt that you are an heir to God. Yes, I know it, but I better turn that down low because I might have to stand on it. But yeah, you do have to stand on it because the
yes.
word will never be defeated. It says, and the darkness comprehended it at night. Sin, drugs, alcohol, wayward people, wayward children, it cannot defeat the word.
Hallelujah.
Confusion cannot defeat the word.
Say on, preacher. Say on.
You don't have to believe me. Go to John. In the 12th chapter of John, it tells us what he says. He says, look, in verse 36, why ye have light, what? Believe in the light, that ye may be what? The children of the light. These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. He was telling them, I got to go away. He said, but why you got it? Why you know it? Don't hide it. Don't run from it. Let it be there. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet what? They still didn't believe. Somebody on this call, you say, yeah, God has healed me. God has delivered me. God has provided. And yet you still don't believe he's put all these things in you. You talk about it. You give a testimony about it. But you still don't believe that you can speak it into existence every single day and watch what God will do. Some of us, we've been through. Thank you, Sister Pam. Over and over, you said, I'm going to start praying. I remember your prayer, bitch. You found that little thing. And when you start praying and you said to do that thing, watch how God not one time, not two times, but three times, he done delivered your people and your family from the situation because you prayed over them. You covered them in
my
the
God.
Power of the word, and the light shines, y'all.
Hallelujah.
The light shining, y'all. Do you see the continents continues to rain? I'm not saying it's perfection. What I'm saying is when we allow the word to stand on the word, the life and the light just shine all around us.
Hallelujah. Say on, preacher.
You
say
what?
Say
that on. The saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who have believed our report, to whom have the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he that blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, I should heal them. There are some folks out there, they say yay, yay, but they act nay, nay.
My
and if
God.
They don't accept Jesus as their Savior and walk in the light, which is in the Word of God, and on the Word, which is Jesus the Christ, they're not going to be saved.
Amen.
The Word is proven. There's so much confusion out here. So many people are acting like they're part of the world, like they're part of the Word. They're acting like they believe in the Word, but this all an act.
My God.
Because their actions don't line up.
My God.
He said of what? The word will never, 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 never be defeated. David understood that. We need to understand that. We need to walk in that and say, you don't have to believe me. Go to 2 Corinthians, and in the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians, the word talks about it again. And you go to verse 6, so what? In whom what? The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, which is the image of God, should shine upon. The enemy is blinding folks. He wants the light turned down. He want to keep it dim because he don't want you to be saved.
My God.
But then he said what? We have this treasure. We have this treasure. Oh, Paul said, I got it on the screen. He said, we have this treasure. Oh, what treasure? He said, I don't care what situation I'm in. I don't care what's going on. He said, I don't care how this might work. Look, he said, for who God, what? Who commanded the light to shine out of darkness? He did what? He shined in our hearts to give what? Light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. He said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's the light, which is the word that's on the inside. He said, the excellency of the power of God is not us, but it's on the inside, because that's where the light is. That's where the word is. That's where we stand. He said, we are troubled on every side, but guess what? I'm not distressed. We are perplexed, but guess what? I'm not in despair. We are persecuted, but what? I'm not forsaken. You can't cast me down. I am not destroyed. He said, always bearing about in the body. He said, I'm always doing. He said, what? That the life also of Jesus Christ may be manifested in mortal flesh. Yeah, we got these bodies, but there's a word on the inside of these bodies, and that word comes out of the light, and no matter what we go through, we will never be defeated, because we can stand on the word of God. We can stand on the light of God, and the light shines, and it shines through us, even though this flesh is sinly, and it's going back to the dust. The light will shine forever, because it's down in our soul. That's what Paul said to the Corinthian church. Don't you ever worry about it. And then in Hebrews, in verse 12, he said, what? Having been let cast about with so great a treasure and so much things are going around us, he said, look. Glory to you, Lord. Wherefore, seeing we are also so compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us what? Lay aside.
Yes, God.
Every weight, every doubt, every sign of darkness.
Yes.
Every sign of defeat.
Yes, God.
That we might stand on the word.
Yes.
Amen. So today, you stand on the word.
Thank you, Lord.
Today, will you let God use you in such a way that people see your light that's on the inside? And when people see the light that comes from within and shines on the outside,
my God,
and they come running to you, they come running to you. Will you share the word? And when you share the word, it leads to life. And when it leads to life, it leads to light. And if it's got light, it casts out the darkness. I got to tell you, I went to a house and the man was trying to do some things. He was selling some dope, y'all. He was on the corner and he had his routine down. He was selling dope and he saw that I was with the census and I walk up with the census. And so he said, hey, you know, I'm glad for what you're doing. And he said, I want to, there's two places in this building. He said, look, they never responded, but I'm going to help you respond. I said, because y'all come around here every day. He said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to call them right now. Tell them, you need to get this done. Because we need to do our part for our community. We need to do our part for our society. And I said, this is something wrong. I said, okay, God, show us what's going on. God said, don't worry. You'll see it very shortly. He don't want you coming around here every day. Y'all come around here every day. You messing with his business. And he can't do business when y'all walking up and down the street as a census. So we went and he called these two ladies and they got on the phone and they filled out their census and they verified. And then I went to my car and some said, drive around the block. And when I drove around the block, there are these two guys that I saw four blocks over, came up, and they began to do their dealings.
Okay.
And I said, now what, Lord? Lord said, just pray. And so I said, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, will you help my brother over here? Will you help him understand the error of his way? Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you do what only you do. I don't know what to ask for, whatever you said. And can I tell you, 10 minutes later, the police drove by and he went on up in the house.
My God.
So what he tried to use for evil to keep him away, God sent somebody to stop his production.
My God, that's our God. Bless you, Lord.
But the light's got to shine.
Yes.
Because he's doing darkness.
My God.
And this is near a college campus.
My God.
So young people, old people, they running over. They grab it up. He wanted me out of the way.
My God.
Don't you know the enemy designed schemes for you and for me?
Yes. Yes.
To get us out of the way?
But God. But God, glory to your name, Jesus.
Circumstances
glory.
Of life to get us out of the way. But the word in Corinthians says, no matter what, because this word, the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us, we be troubled on every side, yet not distressed. I don't care what it is, but I will not be distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed.
My God.
So standing on the word.
My God.
Destiny. We are standing on the word today.
Yes.
And because we believe in standing on the word.
Yes, God. Yes.
The light is being shined around us. That's why the enemy comes to try and put out the light. But when we let our light so shine among men, they will see the work that's in us.
My God.
So I take us back to something and we're done. A few weeks back, I said, well, we're in our secret place. We connect to God's supply. Our emptiness is given to God and we ask him to fill us up, to satisfy us. He fills us with the word because he is the word. Mm-hmm. He lets his light shine so that the light that shines when he fills us can do what? Give life to those who see the light. He said, our deficits are no match for his abundance.
My God.
He hears our cares and provides everything we need. He knows that we have to be empty vessels.
Yes.
And he's an endless supply. That's the promise of God.
Yes. Yes.
Can I take you to what I told you in the beginning? God's blessing. Verse 27 says what? I promise that you will be my people, my yes. name. Whose people are we today?
Jesus. Yes.
We're God's people.
Yes.
We belong to what? The Word. Yes. We belong to life. We belong to the light. We belong to the peace. We belong to the joy. We belong to mercy. We can take any adjective, and that's who Jesus is.
Yes.
But he's the Word.
Yes.
So today, will you remember his promise?
Yes.